This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Without the crowds, the fanfare, the balloons, a virtual Democratic convention opened online Monday after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, largely eliminating the in-person gathering planned for Milwaukee, Wisconsin, turning it into four nights of two-hour primetime packages of virtual speeches and events. Without the cheering crowds of a typical convention, organizers face a challenge in trying to build enthusiasm among supporters and the presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. U.S. President Donald Trump will be formally nominated for his second term in next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery, even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the Postal Service. The Democrats say the changes would inhibit the process of an expected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump told reporters Monday that he has encouraged officials to speed up the mail, not slow it down. He made the remarks outside the White House before leaving for campaign appearances in the Midwestern states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Mr. Trump said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the new postal agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of an expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. For months, Mr. Trump has claimed that states mailing out ballots to voters will lead to election fraud and a rigged vote against him. And nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States, more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. This is VOA News. A new report says COVID-19 cases in U.S. nursing homes jumped nearly 80% earlier this summer, driven by a rampant spread across the South and much of the West. Monday's report from Nursing Home Industries analyzed weekly coronavirus statistics reported to the government. Weekly cases in nursing homes rose 77% from a low point in the week starting June 21st to the week of July 26th. Weekly deaths rose nearly 25% from a low point the week starting July 5th to the week of July 26th. The Trump administration is trying to distribute fast coronavirus test machines to all nursing homes. Traffic came to a standstill in Buenos Aires Monday as hundreds of Argentines ventured out on foot and in their cars to protest against the government of President Alberto Fernandez. Protesters expressed a number of grievances against the Fernandez government, ranging from the state of the economy, lockdown measures across the country, and proposed judicial reform. Latin America's third largest economy was in a deep crisis already before the pandemic hit. United Nations data showed the health crisis is now expected to shrink around 12% this year, driving millions into poverty and leaving almost 6 out of every 10 children and adolescents below the poverty line. Argentina's government has also reformed the judiciary by increasing the number of federal courts, diluting the power of those that already exist and what critics have labeled as an attempt to manipulate the court system. Groups of protesters set fire to tires in Khartoum Monday after Sudanese security forces fired tear gas to disperse thousands of protesters earlier in the day, who gathered to mark the anniversary of a transitional power-sharing deal. The agreement set up a precarious alliance of civilian technocrats and military officials following the April 2019 ouster of longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir, with elections due to be held after 39 months. The government says it is pushing ahead with reforms, but many people want swifter and deeper change. The police said in a statement that officers' use of tear gas during the demonstration was lawful, and according to the evaluation of the situation on the ground, has led to some random injuries. A U.S. military patrol returned fire at a checkpoint manned by pro-Syrian regime forces in northeast Syria, reportedly killing at least one soldier and wounding two others, according to Syrian state news agency Sana'a. Sana'a alleges that the U.S. warplanes carried out airstrikes on a checkpoint, but the coalition affirmed that it did not conduct any airstrike. Coalition also said no casualties occurred on its side. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.